Daniel, Chapter 1. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babel, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, along with some of the vessels from the house of God, which he carried off to the land of Shinar. And he placed the vessels in the treasury of his God. Then the king ordered Ashpenaz, his chief eunuch, to bring in some of the sons of Israel, those of royal blood and of the nobility, young men without any defect and handsome in appearance, and gifted in all wisdom and possessing knowledge, and quick to understand, and competent to serve in the king's palace. They were to be taught the language and literature of the Chaldeans. And the king allotted them a daily portion of the royal food and of the wine which he himself drank. And upon the completion of 3 years of training, they were to serve in the king's presence. Now those from among the sons of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. The chief eunuch gave them new names. He gave Daniel the name Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah, Shadrach, and to Mishael, Meshach, and to Azariah, Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the royal portion of food, nor with the wine which he drank. So he begged the chief eunuch to spare him this defilement. Though God had given Daniel the favor and sympathy of the chief eunuch, nevertheless, the chief eunuch said to Daniel,
"I am afraid of my lord the king, who has allotted your food and drink. If he sees your faces looking worse than the young men of your age, then all of you would endanger my head before the king."
Then Daniel said to Meltzar, whom the chief eunuch had put in charge of Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah,
"Please, test your servants for 10 days, and let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then, let our appearance and the appearance of the young men who eat the royal portion of food be compared by you, and treat your servants according to what you see."
So he agreed to this request, and tested them for 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their appearance was healthier with fatter flesh than any of the young men who ate the royal portion of food. So Meltzar continued to take away their portion of food and the wine that they were to drink, and gave them vegetables. As for these 4 young men, God gave them knowledge and proficiency in all literature and wisdom. And to Daniel, he gave understanding of all visions and dreams. Now at the end of the time specified by the king for their preparation, the chief eunuch brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. When the king had spoken with all of them, none was found equal to Daniel, Hananiah, and Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore, they served before the king. And in any matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king questioned them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in his kingdom. And Daniel remained there until the first year of King Cyrus.